It's the Lowdown with Lolo.
Fans are starting to see the first trailer for Thank You, Goodnight, the Bon Jovi story. It's the first ever docu-series on the band's history with full cooperation from all past and present members. In the promo, you hear keyboardist David Bryan say, quote, "Every night was a war," and John Bon Jovi follows with, "I got a story to tell." The Bon Jovi docuseries is part of the band's 40th anniversary of their self-titled debut album, released January of 1984. It premieres on Hulu on April 26th. A 9-time Grammy winner and 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Sheryl Crow released a new single over the weekend titled Do It Again. It's from her upcoming studio album called Evolution. The announcement of Sheryl Crow's new album, which comes out March 29th, came to a surprise to fans. About 5 years ago, she stated that she had no plans to ever release another full-length record. We'll put that video on our Facebook page, WDML 106.9. And with 10 out of the 15 first-timers, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced a genre spanning of a set of nominees for the class of 2024. They include three acts: Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Cher, and long considered to be some of the rock and roll's snubs over the years. They joined by other rockers, Ozzy Osbourne, who is being entered or nominated to be entered as a solo artist, as well as Oasis, Lenny Kravitz, Sinead O'Connor, and pop favorites Mariah Carey, Sade, and Kool & the Gang. And the remaining nominees have all been nominated at least once. The Dave Matthews Band, as well as Jane's Addiction, Mary J. Blige, hip-hop acts Eric B. and Rakim, and A Tribe Called Quest. You can find more rock news on our website at WDML.com.